3366 South Broadway is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, this is the anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 attack on the World Trade Center and on the Pentagon. And at Shanks, and, of course, the plane that crashed at Shanksville in Pennsylvania. And I think we need to really look back at what happened. If you have ever seen a picture of the Shanksville site where the plane crashed, the most amazing thing is there's just a big hole in the ground, and absolutely no sign of airplane wreckage. How could that be? What would have happened to the gigantic tail and the wings as this plane crashed into the ground? Are we to believe that the ground simply swallowed up everything? Find a picture of Shanksville and look. There's no wreckage. If they lied to us about that, they lied to us about everything. Look at the pictures of what happened to the Pentagon, what happened to the tail of the plane, the wing of the plane. Where is the wreckage? Well, there's one little piece of wreckage there, some distance away, but it looks like it came from a small plane. And of course, then why did Building 7 come down? Because if you go to our website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, we have some footage of Building 7 coming down, and it's obviously a controlled demolition. The center of the building collapses first, and then the base of the building disintegrates and the building collapses. A typical controlled demolition. And ladies and gentlemen, if they lied to us about anything, why, they lied to us about everything. And we know that they were planning on the attack on Afghanistan long before the attack came. We know that somebody was planning on the anthrax attack, because Dick Cheney and the White House staff went on to Cipro on the evening of September 11th. Cipro is a dangerous antibiotic used only for anthrax, or at least the only reason they would have taken it was for anthrax, and you take it for 6 weeks. How did they know on September 11th that the anthrax attack would be coming in approximately 10 days, 12 days? Why did the only envelope sent to politicians go to Democrats who opposed the administration? And why doesn't anybody ever talk about that? Well, there's so much we could say about September 11th. All we can say is that you have an obligation to try to find out what happened, and you can get that going to our website or getting a little pamphlet on Foreknowledge 911 and copying it. You have our permission to copy anything we've written and get it out. And then we have a new one, of course, 911, what really happened. Understand that they knew exactly what was going to happen. Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations was writing about the long lines at federal buildings and at airports because of terrorism in 1996, 5 full years ahead of time. So nothing is as it appears to be, and a million people have died in Iraq and hundreds, tens of thousands in Afghanistan. These are innocent civilians. And do you think God is going to sit back and allow us to slaughter people throughout the world without eventually bringing judgment on this country? Because if God is just, why, his justice will not sleep forever. learn the facts, help us to get them out, and join us in this epic struggle. And now let's get to our special guest this morning, Barry Shamish, an Israeli patriot living in America because of threats to his life, and, well, we benefit from his knowledge of the betrayal of Israel by its leaders. Barry, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. I'm glad you're going to change my speech, my interview, for just a second. And about 9/11, you had a witness to the anthrax attacks, and he was going to actually testify to the congressional committee, but he committed suicide. That was a month ago. He didn't commit suicide. Let's look at the world the way it is. One day before his testimony, or 2 days before his testimony, he's in prison. He's a microbiologist. He is an American. He's going to testify that the anthrax came from American stocks, and he kills himself. How convenient. And by the way, no one is making a fuss. I think America actually is easier than Israel to make people commit suicide so they don't testify. But that happened not that long ago. And of course, it died. The issue died. It's, no one is asking questions. All the, disinformation spread about this doctor seemed to have done the trick. He was depressed. He was a madman. He killed himself, and that's the end of anthrax. Of course, you remember this incident.
Oh, I remember it well. It reminded me of a gentleman I interviewed a number of times named Gary Webb, who, of course, had talked about the CIA and drugs, and he committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make certain he would die.
Well, he was very persistent then.
Right.
Well, and last thing about Shanksville, the one little incident that has sort of given me a reputation in the 9/11 crowd was Flight 93. There were pictures of the plane. I remember them. I took them off the internet. It was in a place called Indian Lake. You did see the tail of the plane, and you did see the nose of the plane. This was right after the crash. They were all over the internet. Unfortunately, the nose and the tail were 8 miles apart from each other.
Absolutely. There was no wreckage at the crash site, but, of course, the debris was spread over a period of 8 miles. And you have to ask yourself, how could that happen? If that plane just nosed down directly into the ground, maybe the motors and the tail and the nose bounced along over that 8 mile period.
Well, the plane had to be shot down for that, obviously.
But they lied to us, Barry. That's the thing. They lied to us. They lied to us about one thing. They lied about everything.
You betcha. Look, my central thesis. And why I gave my little speech to the fifth annual alternative 9/11 conference in New York was that there was one missing plane, Flight 93, and one building that had a controlled demolition at 5:20 in the afternoon of 9/11 in the shadow of the smoldering Twin Towers that was Building 7. And the only conclusion, it really is, if you think about it, music.
We'll be back in just a moment. Very soon. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they lied to us about that. They lied to us about everything. How can we believe them?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with the American Freedom Network, know that someone lied about the murder of Jeff Tillman. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he was murdered. You go up on the Internet and Google in three bullet holes, Jeff Tillman. You'll find there were three bullet holes closely aligned together in the middle of his forehead. The doctor who examined the body said, this is obviously a case of murder, and he wasn't allowed to put that in the report. We have all of this information. Comes off the Internet. They killed Jeff Tillman. They tried to make us think it was, well, it was just a matter of friendly fire, mistake, fired from the valley below. Three bullet holes closely placed together in his forehead. This was an assassination of Jeff Tillman. And why has the soldier who did it never been held responsible? And they lied to us about Jessica Lynch, and they lied to us about what happened to Flight 93, and they lied to us about why Building 7 came down, and if all those are lies, of course, and of course they've never even had to lie to us about why Dick Cheney and the White House staff started on Unciparil right after 9-1-1, on the evening of 9-1-1, why did they start on Unciparil unless they knew the anthrax letters were coming? Ladies and gentlemen, a million people have been murdered over in the Middle East, and hundreds of thousands of our American soldiers we've sent over there, their lives have either ended or shattered. Are you concerned, and what are you going to do about it? Barry, pick up the story.
Interesting. What you just said reminds me of Ron Brown. I believe he was the Secretary of Housing. Nonetheless, he crashed over Sarajevo with a bullet in his head as well. Right. If you recall this, there's been so many murders, it starts getting very hard to recall every one. But let's just quickly finish off Flight 93 and Building 7. One plane didn't make it to its target, and one building went down in a controlled demolition for no reason. And you just put two and two together, and Flight 93 was supposed to crash into Building 7. For whatever reason, it didn't make it. The building is full of explosives. It has to be brought down before the fire inspectors start seeing that this building was rigged to fall down. So they brought it down. That was my little speech to the 9/11 convention a couple years ago. And now let's go to this week's information, because it's really very vital information. And by the way, I can tell in my own little world, well, by the letters from people who heard our show, and they asked me to send the article to them, and also a lot of radio interviews this week. I guess this information spread around a bit. And we start with the information about Shimon Peres. Now, I've been, for years, I've been saying that this Peres signed a so-called peace agreement in 93, whose ultimate goal was the destruction of Israel's borders. And I didn't say that because I was guessing. I interviewed the one of the two Israeli authors of the Oslo Accord who gave me the lowdown that the end of Oslo, Israel won't have borders. And this was in December of 93, and I didn't know what he was talking about. But I knew he was an author, Ron Pundak was his name, of the Oslo Accord, so I believed him. He said at the end of Oslo, Israel's not going to have borders. Now, I got a tremendous piece of information this week from a preacher in Las Vegas. Shimon Peres gave a speech to the Bakersfield Business Conference, October 10th, 1998, and I'm going to read you some of that speech. Listen well to this. There's a little intro by whoever wrote up the Bakersfield Business Conference summation, and he says, "I believe that this man was mostly motivated by fear and a resignation to a state of affairs in the world which, from the perspective of a coming world government, dictates the impossibility for Israel to ever be independent." That's the intro to Shimon Peres' speech. Now listen hard. These are direct quotes from the president of Israel, at the time the foreign minister of Israel, I believe, in 98. Quote one, "Protecting our lands is not as necessary as in the past." Two, "The world has no borders." An amazing statement. The world is full of borders. But okay, the world has no borders. Then, "How can you conduct foreign policy if you don't have an enemy? Enemies stem from nations. Dangers are global. It is the same with security. You need security only if there are nations, not if you don't have any." And he concludes that business is now internationally minded. This was the proof I've been waiting for the statement I've been saying, that the people who signed Oslo were not signing it to protect Israel. It was not a peace treaty. The goal of Oslo was to destroy Israel's borders. As Ron Pundak told me, and we were all melded into a wonderful little pact of Middle Eastern nations without borders, and we'll all trade with each other and there'll be no more wars. This is what I've been writing for years, and this week I got the proof from Shimon Peres' mouth. Well, I've been saying it ever since 1994. The people who signed Oslo are absolutely nuts. I didn't believe it when Ron Pundak told this to me in December of 93. Well, people, I just gave you the quotes. If you want to write me, I'll send you the article. Paris's agenda is very straightforward. First, Israel destroys its borders, then somehow the rest of the nations, primarily in the Middle East for now, are going to destroy their borders, and we will all become one happy block. There it is, straight from Shimon Peres.
And that is the dream of the internationalists. Unfortunately, it's not going to work out, but what they're doing is creating wars in an effort to bring about peace. Perpetual war for perpetual peace. But it's not going to happen until the Lord comes. Anyway, go ahead, Barry.
Well, he must have been drunk when he gave the speech.
Barry, these people are deadly serious.
Oh, I know that.
I mean,
but you're not supposed to tell.
These people have a different worldview, and until we understand these people have a different worldview, because I believe they worship a different God, until we understand that, none of this makes sense. It's totally illogical. Until you understand there are people who do have a different goal for the world.
Well, Shimon Peres this week, again, hidden. You don't find this headline anywhere, but I sent it to you, and I'm hoping you've read it already, and you've double-checked it, that I'm not making it up.
I don't think you make these things up. They're too ridiculous to be made up. Go ahead.
Yeah, the world is a hilarious place. It truly is. Now, Dick Cheney, in September 4th, was supposed to be at the Republican National Convention, you would think, along with the president. Neither of them showed up. The president was, of course, looking after Hurricane Gustav. That was his excuse. But Dick Cheney was taking care of Israel way in Italy, where Dick Cheney met Shimon Peres and the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. All met Dick Cheney at a conference. Now get ready for this conference, because I had never heard of it. And now I'm smarter, and I know that there is something called the Forum Villa de Stati. This is a major New World Order conference, the real thing. The forum is entitled Intelligence on the World, Europe, and Italy. So Cheney, and by the way, when you say Italy, really, in the background, you know you mean Vatican. I mean, this, Italy is the home of the Vatican, and these conferences are Vatican inspired. And how do we know that? Because they list on their website the previous participants in this Villa de Stati, and they include, and it's not a long list, I want you to know, but they include Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who is, of course, now Pope, and now we understand why he is Pope and how he got elected and so forth. But in this four-line list of participants, you have a number of Americans, all of whom were or are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They include George Shultz and James Wolfensohn and Henry Kissinger. By the way, you would expect these names, but also, please, this is part of my thesis, and listen carefully, please. Also participating in this Forum Villa de Stati were Joseph Biden and John McCain. Both sides of the American presidential election were previous invited guests to the Forum Villa de Stati with Shimon Peres.
Oh, this was not at the present time. This was a previous meeting, right?
Yes, but, you know, 2-3 years ago they were there. Believe me, they didn't show up because they enjoyed the climate in Como, Italy. They were there because they had Shimon Peres' agenda, which, again, no borders. Let's not forget, we've already written what Shimon Peres really believes in and what these people really believe in. Biden and McCain were both guests of the Forum Villa de Stati. However, this year, it wasn't Biden or McCain. They were too busy electioneering for an agenda people don't understand, and it's the same on both sides, Democrat, Republican. It's the same agenda, and people don't believe me, and I'll go into that shortly. But nonetheless, what happened with the meeting between your vice president, Cheney, Shimon Peres, and Mahmoud Abbas, the presidents of Israel and the Palestinian Authority, met your vice president in Como, Italy? There was a press release. And I had a couple of people who listened to this show write me and ask me for the press release, and I, of course, passed it on. It was in Hebrew, but there was something sort of similar in English. The press release, now get this, it's really important as well. The press release has Cheney telling Peres that Russia is arming Hezbollah. Like, that's a shock. After the Georgian War, Russia started arming Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah. Russia's going to war against Israel. As if we haven't said that on this very show. Nonetheless, Cheney told Peres that Russia is arming Hezbollah. Therefore, now here is the quote, Israel has a role to play in the U.S.-Russian war. What U.S.-Russian war? Okay, I mean, I don't know about it, but there is apparently under the surface a U.S.-Russian war. That's according to your vice president. And after he was in Como, Italy, meeting with Perez and Abbas, Cheney took off to Georgia. Now, people, again, we're only looking at what really happened. Speculation is cheap. Anyone can make it. This is what really happened, and this was not, and I repeat, not publicized, and it's immensely important for the world. If there's going to be a Russian-American war, you should know about it. My goodness gracious, I mean, really. And we've gone through this, that the Americans have given their anti-aircraft systems, ballistic missiles, the works, to Poland, all kinds of states surrounding Russia. They are just bothering Russia. We've gone through the fact that the Georgian defense minister, David Cheshirizvili, is Israeli and speaks perfect Hebrew and went to high school in Israel, and Israel supplied Georgia with a good portion of its high-tech armaments. We've already spoken about that in this show. What we didn't know is that, well, Israel has a role to play in the U.S.-Russian war. And Cheney went off from Italy to Georgia to plan things that, honest to goodness, I don't know what they are, but they're bad.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a financial crisis. And what's the solution? We need a war. It's probably moving into that. In just a moment with Barry Shamish.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get your books.
Well, the books are easy. You go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a little box that says search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. The website is barrychamish.com. And I'm going to have a new DVD. I keep getting promised. I'm going to have a Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust DVD, which is, you know, a very important statement in my little world, what I've been doing all my life. And the man wrote me and said he's going to send it this week. And I've got a pretty long list, about 60 people anyways, who want the DVD. If you want it, give me a call at 315. I'm sorry, my area code first. 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And now let's get back to this very busy week of news that nobody seems to be covering. And I am. Now, get this with Shimon Peres. Peres invited King Juan Carlos to visit Israel. Same week, by the way, as he meets Cheney in Italy. King Juan Carlos, by the way, he's trained by the Jesuits in Rome, and he was made king. He was shipped to Spain to become king from Rome, and he has this amazing title that he is the protector of the holy sites of Jerusalem, which you and I would say is very cute but obsolete. He means business. This is a very important medieval title. Well, why does Peres want to invite King Juan Carlos to visit Israel? Get ready for this. Because Spain wants to make a contribution to peace in the Middle East and also wants to be part of the Red Med Canal project. Just a week after I spoke about the incredible ecological disaster that prevented this canal from being built in the 80s, you don't mix seawater with Red Sea water. There were studies done. The chemicals are so different. The waters don't mix. The Red Sea is not a sea. It's full of potassium and potash and magnesium, very, very heavy metals. They don't mix the waters. So you've got the seawater on top of the Dead Sea water creating a greenhouse effect that's going to raise the temperature of the Red Sea enough to actually to move electric turbines. On top of that, you start adding seawater to the Negev Desert, you get leaks. The leaks will ruin 500 years of saline water underneath the Negev Desert. It's called the Negev Aquifer, and completely ruin Israel's water reserves. But King Juan Carlos, at the invitation of Peres, and by the way, Peres will build this canal because he thinks it's going to bring peace and no borders. I saw terrible films this week pushing this project. I mean, they were absolutely futuristic. They were like from the Jetsons, where massive, beautiful cities are on this skinny little canal. The canal suddenly has yachts on it. They're pushing this insane project, and that's Peres, and inviting King Juan Carlos to participate in it. You're right about utter insanity taking over Israel. And the insanity is coming straight from Shimon Peres. Straight from him, and you trace it backwards, the money is coming from the Vatican. Everything I've been saying for 14 years now is coming true this week. It was a tremendous week for my research being verified. Now, and by the way, some people did notice, I don't think it'll make much of a difference, but there's someone in Israel who... Back to the elections briefly. He's had a good friend of mine, Reuben Korit, runs a website called IsraelInsider.com, and he broke a fantastic story about Barack Obama. Now, Reuben Korit was not just my friend. When Daniel Pipes was sending letters to every Jewish website that he could find banning me, Daniel Pipes of the CFR, of course, that goes without saying. Reuben Cork reprinted the letter and a tremendous editorial about Pipes, and he's got a an itty-bitty counterpart in Israel named Plutz, just condemning them. I mean, this was a good friend of mine. Now, worldwide, he did something that has actually had an effect. Ultimately, it won't. He reproduced Barack Obama's birth certificate and proved beyond a doubt that it's forged, that Barack Obama, in fact, was not born in the United States. He was born in Indonesia. And because he printed that, and he was first to expose this, an American Democrat by the name of Philip Burke has taken the case to the American courts, saying that Obama cannot run because he's a naturalized citizen, not American-born. Again, very hidden that this actually exists, but it's out there, and it'll do nothing, of course. The case won't be resolved before the elections. Well, I wrote this week's article simply because all my work just went down the drain with a lot of Christians because they think Sarah Palin is one of them, and therefore the elections are immensely favorable, and everything has changed. They're wrong. It's the same agenda. If you get McCain, you're going to get, well, if you get Obama, it doesn't matter who you get, the continuation of the dismembering of Israel will become memorable. There'll be no Israel left. And, well, my raison d'etre is supposedly to save Israel. And I got very upset that people somehow thought this was a good election and that McCain of the CFR are going to be good for Israel. They're wrong. They're simply wrong. Nonetheless, I brought up a site you should look at for an Obama material, and that's IsraelInsider.com, run by my friend Reuben Corrett. Obama is, I believe this case he put out there. He was not born in the United States. He cannot legally run for president. And go look at it yourself. I don't know what it'll do for you, but go look at it yourself. Now, we brought up another, you know, my friends in Israel are doing very well fighting the establishment. It's quite surprising that we're all hanging in there because we were all so outside the establishment. And it looked like we really didn't have much support, but we're all pushing and shoving and getting poorer by the day, but we're all trying to make a difference. I speak now of my friend Justice Weiner and things you should know about. By the way, did you ever get a hold of him?
No, I didn't.
I'll try and arrange that today.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, we'll be back in just a minute with Barry Shamish here at the American Student Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Samish. Barry, pick up the story.
Well, justice got friends in the establishment a couple of years ago when he wrote an article for Commentary magazine about Edward Said. He was the Palestinian. He was the American leader of the Palestinians. He worked at Columbia University. Tremendously anti-Israel. I mean, there are no words to describe his influence. Justice wrote an article proving that Edward Said was not only not a Palestinian, he was born in America. He spent a little time in Egypt getting an education, but he was never in Palestine. Never, never, no matter what he claimed. And, well, he couldn't deny it. Justice is a very, very good researcher. I knew him. We used to play football together. He'd be the quarterback, and I would catch the ball for him. And what can you say? My quarterback made this tremendous breakthrough in exposing the leader of the Palestinians in America. Now, he's done further research, and there's a tremendous interview with him that came out this week for the Institute for Global Jewish Affairs, where he's talking about what has happened to the Christian community under the Palestinian Authority. Now, it's very tough reading, and I'm not going to go into the details. The bland details are that when Israel took over Bethlehem in 1967, it was 80% Christian. Today it's 15%, and that's going quickly. And he gives the details. The Christians are being forced out of their homes with horrifically sadistic attacks, all the way to murder and rape. And it's, read the article. His name is Justus Weiner. Google him. Justus Weiner. Weiner. And read it for yourself. Write Institute for Global Jewish Affairs and you'll get to him. Now, what I found interesting about this article was the conclusion. How come no one knows about this? Where are the Christians of the world protecting their co-religionists in the Palestinian Authority? I mean, in Gaza, they're down to 1,500, the repression is unbelievable. There was one who owned a Christian bookstore in Gaza. He was shot dead. End of Christian bookstore. This is what's really going on. And Justice was asked, well, why don't the Christians defend their own? And he said, well, first of all, from the point of view of the Arab Christians, the Palestinians, they're much too afraid of the effect on their families of opening your mouths. And by the way, that's real. That's not some theoretical supposition. Their families would be in immense danger for their lives if they started speaking out. So what they do is they blame Israel instead of blaming the PLO for their troubles when Israel is long gone and they're left to their own defenses, which they don't have any. But they end up taking the anti-Israel line to vent their frustration, and they just cannot tell the truth. It's too dangerous. But he, I think it's a tremendous interview. And he says the American churches are making sure that there are going to be no more Christians at all in the Palestinian authorities. Israel is no problem. The Christian population is increasing. It's the only place in the Middle East where it is. But he says the American churches have got these horrible anti-Israel resolutions. Stop buying Israeli products, the works.
Well, these,
and he names the Episcopals, the Methodists, and the Lutherans.
Right.
All for, instead of defending their own people, they're all just attacking Israel, and it's doing their own people no good whatsoever. Quite the opposite. They're ensuring the end of Christianity in the Palestinian authorities by attacking Israel. Are you aware of this?
No, certainly, Barry, this would be the liberal Christian churches, not the evangelical. The evangelicals are still very much pro-Israel, but they certainly are not making an issue of the dire straits of the Christian Palestinians. And there are Christians among the Palestinians there, and they are being terribly, terribly mistreated, and they are not getting any help from the American Christians. That, you are absolutely right there.
Well, Justice is absolutely right. And we'll try and, I haven't seen him in 3 years, but I'm going to try and get to his phone number. He's someone you should actually talk to.
I would love to.
Right now, again, we don't have much time, do we?
No, we've only got about 2 minutes. Oh, just about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Oh, in that case, I'm just going to end with a quote. A friend of mine, Brian Bunn, asked Shimon Peres at Hebrew University during a speech about the giveaway of Jerusalem to the Vatican. And Peres, his face blanched, and he gave the following answer: who says I can give away a city? In other words, why didn't he just say, no, this is the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. I'm not planning to give the Vatican Jerusalem. No, he says, who says I can give away a city? How's that for ending the show?
It's always a pleasure, Barry. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Barry certainly is an excellent observer of what's going on over in Israel. He's coming from an Israeli point of view, but I always find it fascinating. He has information you're not going to hear elsewhere. And, of course, the fate of Israel and the fate of the United States are closely intertwined. That is the problem, because there really is a conspiracy against Israel, there's a conspiracy against America, and it is all the same satanic conspiracy intent upon bringing about a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. And don't think for 1 minute that this is going to go away. We're in the middle of a financial crisis unparalleled in the history of our nation. And, of course, the best way out of that is going to be a massive war in the Near East, the Middle East. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it won't be just those who are dying in America. Heading towards World War III, and it's all being orchestrated. Held tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we want to remind your listeners out there that my ministry, Patriot Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have well over 60 outlets now every single week, and we are reaching people across America with trying to bring an understanding of the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle. They fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope that many of you, of course, will want to seriously consider coming to our annual conference. It's going to be on the 26th of October, right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. We're bringing in Dr. Blaylock, and we're going to have Joanna Michelson, who is a medium for many years. And then, of course, Patrick Wood's going to be talking on finances. And, boy, you're going to have to really understand what's happening, because an awful lot of people are going to get wiped out in the coming economic crisis. As you know, Lehman Brothers, one of the country's largest financial institutions, announced just yesterday it's having serious financial problems and is struggling to survive. And this is going to happen to all of our major financial institutions. And then, of course, as our corporations begin to implode, and more of them, automotive industries, begging for $50 billion just so we can stay here. It's not going to stay here. It's going to transfer its development overseas. It's all part of a plan to impoverish the American people and force us into the world government. So understand what's happening. Understand we're moving into terrible conflict. Understand that they're poisoning the American people with much of the medication and much of the medical advice you're getting. That's why you need to come to our all-day conference, October 26th. And if you're thinking about coming, why, you've got to have a reservation, because we're going to be serving lunch. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. War. Now, of course, we always mention, if you need to read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the wars of the past and, of course, the wars that lie ahead, you need, of course, to get our talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, because it gives you the history of all of the wars of the last century. You can always get it in the form of a DVD that we actually made right there in Colorado. It's called War, The Untold Story. It's the same story. But, of course, you can also, of course, get our syllabus with that. It has a lot of the original documentation you need to have so you can show others. Because you've got to understand these things, and you've got to make people understand that all of the wars have been contrived. In fact, we have the material in that syllabus that comes from the Project for the New American Century, where they talk about how wonderful it's going to be that now we can make new diseases that are genetically specific, so we can, of course, use our biological biological warfare to reshape society. Genetically specific, what are they talking about? They're talking about killing off the blacks and Hispanics and other groups. You can create new diseases. They talk about that, and you'll see it right there, the references to it, and they talk about, of course, how we, the real purpose is to have troops permanently stationed in the Middle East, how we need a new Pearl Harbor so we can expand our military. We need an incident like another Pearl Harbor. You've got to read this material. You've got to know where it is.